is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. United Airlines says it will expand service between Denver and London in March next year. London ranked as DIA's largest overseas market in 2019, according to airport officials. About 250,000 travelers flew between the two cities that year. With the expansion, DIA will offer 4 daily flights between Denver and Europe. The Colorado State Auditor's Office says COVID-19 prevention measures at state-run community living centers for veterans led to lower infection rates compared to similar non-state facilities. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
Colorado has 5 state-owned living centers which provide nursing home care and other services for veterans and their spouses. Auditors found implementing state and federal guidance around COVID-19 was successful in bringing down infections and death. Meanwhile, other similar residential healthcare facilities saw infection rates nearly 4 times higher during the worst months of the pandemic. Overall, the state vet centers saw 174 infections and 58 COVID deaths in residents between March 2020 and August of this year. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The head coach for the University of Northern Colorado's women's soccer team collected his 68th championship win this week, making him the coach with the most wins in league history. Tim Barrera is the longest tenured coach at the university with 21 years under his belt. He's helped place 47 student athletes in the All Big Sky team and led UNC to the NCAA tournament in 2015 and 2019. This is CPR News.